materialistic as the cargo cults of the South Pacific. The leaders of this word faith movement promise each believer financial prosperity and perfect health. Anything less, they argue, is not God's will. And there are many people who chime in with this. The tentacles of this kind of theology has reached out far and wide. They have sought mainstream acceptance, and they have managed to build relationships with people who, because of those relationships, will not speak the truth against them. And so the thing flourishes like a wildfire. And of course, it appeals to people because it demands nothing but faith. It doesn't demand holiness. It doesn't demand devotion or dedication. It only demands faith, and it promises if you have enough, you'll get rich and healthy. That's a popular message. I suppose we could say that virtually every false religion ever spawned by man worships a god whose function it is to deliver some kind of cargo. That is, human religion invariably invents gods for utilitarian reasons. They invent gods that give them what they want. They invent deities to serve them rather than the other way around. The word faith theology has turned Christianity into a system that is no different from the lowest human religions. It is a form of voodoo where God can be coerced, cajoled, manipulated, controlled, and exploited for the Christian's own ends. I received a mailing sent out by one rather extreme word faith teacher named David Epley. A brochure was included with a bar of prayer-blessed soap. Quote, "We are going to wash away all bad luck, sickness, misfortunes, and evil. Yes, even that evil person you want out of your life. Jesus helped a man wash blindness from his eyes. I want to help you concerning hexes, vexes, home problems, love, happiness, and joy," the brochure said. Inside the brochure were testimonies from people who had been blessed by that ministry. "Door opens to new job," said one. "An $80,000 dream comes true," said another. "Couldn't use my hand for 12 years," said another. Also inside was a personal letter from the pastor closing with a full page of instruction on how to use the soap. And if you used it right, it would bring you healing and money. "Now after you wash," quote, "after you wash the poverty from your hands, take out the largest bill or check you have. That $100, $50, or $20 bill, hold it in your clean hands and say,